What up, loungers? Welcome back. Still sick. I'm fighting this respiratory thing. I do not know what's going on. I do everything I'm supposed to. Believe it or not, I eat right. For the most part. I was exercising right before this happened. I'm on a ton of vitamins. I get plenty of vitamin D through sunlight. I just don't get it. It's just lingering. It's kicking my butt. I only got about 3 hours of sleep because I just couldn't sleep. I was coughing. And I don't know if it was the meds or what, but I was wide awake. So running on, you know, pretty much caffeine and hate. That's pretty much it. You know how it goes. It's how we do things around here. I don't know what triggered this, but, well, let me start off with saying I'm sorry for last week's episode. Last week's podcast episode on sense of humor was, for the most part, forced. I didn't know what to write about. I didn't have any ideas, and I just kind of threw it together at the last minute. So I apologize for that. It wasn't my best work. I was sick. I'll just keep making excuses, whatever. But, I don't know what triggered today's episode. Something triggered it, which is great, because it got me thinking again, finally. And I feel like I've had a lot of writer's block. I get this a lot, and I don't know why. It's like, I don't want to cover the same topic I've covered before. And I cover the same. I feel like when I did this podcast years ago, for those of you who listened back then, it was just repeating the same stuff over and over again. I don't want to do that. I want to do more of a relatable content. I also want fresh stuff, and I don't want to be copying what other shows and pages are doing. That's just not my style. So I got to thinking, and we've all had those shifts where it just can't end fast enough, right? And whether it was a bad call, multiple bad calls, a busy day, or just completely weird calls all day long, right? And you're going through your day, and all of a sudden you look up, it's dark, you look up, and there it is. You see it, and everything begins to make sense. I'm talking about the dreaded full moon. I don't know one first responder or ER staff member that doesn't dread the full moon. Not one. You know, going into work, if you work night shift, you look up and you see it and you know your day, night is done, right? I mean, you know it is. And a lot of people say, oh, well, that's why it's bad, because you knew it was going to be bad and you kind of just willed it to happen, or you just focusing on this and that. But there's a term for it, and we've all heard it, but we don't think about it. It's lunacy. Lunacy is defined as an intermittent mental derangement attributed to the changing phases of the moon. Right? We don't think about it that way, but that's exactly what it was, or what it is, rather. And I went through and did a little bit of research and started looking some stuff up. And in July of 2018, GEMS magazine, take that for what it is worth, wrote an article about increased calls during a full moon, and they gave information. They gave all the information from the studies being done, and there was multiple. I guess they pulled from a bunch of different studies, and one of them was about an increase in cardiac arrest. One was an increase in kidney stones. One was an increase in psych calls, and one was childbirth during full moon. And they researched whether or not call volume increased. There was another article written by journalfeed.org. Never heard of them, whatever. Apparently, they look pretty legit. I don't know. I didn't do a lot of research on them. But they titled it, Lunacy, Does a Full Moon Mean More 911 Calls? It was written by a woman named Vivian Lee. And then in October of 2018, Portsmouth Regional Hospital wrote a very short article, and it was titled Fact or Fiction, Do ER Visits Increase During a Full Moon? Now, it looked like it was a pretty valid article, but it was short, but I figured it was valid simply because of who wrote it. It was a Portsmouth hospital, right? The crazy part is, and hang on, they all came to the same conclusion. Not a single increase whatsoever. Nothing. Nothing. Between you and me, I call bullshit. I do. Now, when I was reading the one from Portsmouth, it did. I noticed once I got further into the article, which wasn't very long. I think it was like 2-3 paragraphs. They started quoting the NIH. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's all I needed to know. And that's, you know, I think you guys know by now how I feel about government entities, the NIH, and especially all the health organizations that we've dealt with over the last few years. I don't take anything that they say for weight anymore. When you have the FDA who is stating that Fruit Loop cereal is better than a piece of, sorry, I'm scrolling off on a whole nother tangent here. We don't need to do that here. We're talking about the full moon. As you guys know, I was in this industry, EMS, fire, in the ER staff for 15 years. You can't tell me that a full moon does not affect your call volume. And even if it doesn't affect necessarily the call volume, it does affect your nature of calls. Not necessarily psych. That's not what I'm saying. But you get weird calls. You get people acting weird. I wish I could remember some of the stuff that happened during the full moons. Most of my stuff that is memorable like that usually happened around Christmas time. I hated working Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day were like the 2 days I dreaded working every single year. And that's a story for another time. And I don't even know if I want to tell some of those, because usually they ended up very tragically and traumatically. And I don't know that I want to talk about that type of stuff, especially with people in this industry. We don't need triggers and things. We already think about it enough. But, I'll tell you what. If you're listening to this or you're watching this and you want to hear about my Christmas Eve stories or my New Year's Eve stories, drop a comment. If you're watching on YouTube, drop a comment below. If you're listening, go ahead and DM me if you want to hear about the tragic calls I've had for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's and things. Some of the wildest things I've ever seen or done were on those days. But getting back to this. Cleveland Clinic had a on their website, they had an article called "Does the Moon Affect Humans?" It was a small study, a very small study, but what it did show was that people with bipolar disorder would cycle rapidly between depression and mania, right? And the cycles weren't random, but they were actually in sync with the lunar cycle and possibly linked to the circadian rhythm and the sleep-wake cycle. And contrary to what most people know about or think they know about bipolar disorder, is bipolar disorder doesn't typically change by the hour, by the minute. It's weeks or days on end. So you'll have good high for days and bad lows for days and even up to weeks. And so not really bipolar if 1 minute they're happy and the next minute they're sad. That could just be mood swings. That could be, you know, hormonal. And I get it. I understand that bipolar is mood swings and hormonal effects and this and that. But what I'm saying is bipolar usually is longer terms and cycles. So what was crazy was that this last for some people it was full, I guess, but the solar eclipse that we just had, I was looking at an article here in California where a woman actually murdered her girlfriend and two kids and claiming that the eclipse was the apocalypse. Mental? Yes. Was it because of the lunar eclipse, though? She kind of admitted that it was, but then at the same time, she was kind of predicting it. So you can't really say, well, it was because of the lunar eclipse. The solar eclipse. She can't be like, well, that's going to happen. Oh, well, that's what it was. No, she had a plan that was premeditated, right? But my biggest thing is this. I've been around too long. I've worked too many full moons, because you get about 12, maybe 13 full moons in a year. Usually it's 12, but sometimes there can be 13. I looked it up. In 15 years, I ran chaos on full moons. And so And you can, and a lot of the articles, what they were talking about was how we just kind of manifest it, right? And you know, what you're looking for, you will find. And in case in point, pick a car, right? Say you're shopping for a new car and you're thinking you want to buy a new Honda Accord, right? If you start thinking about Honda Accords, you're going to start seeing a ton of Honda Accords. You don't believe me? Try it. If you start thinking, hey, I might want a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, which is beyond my wildest doubt of why anybody would even want to buy a Jeep, but whatever, you'll start seeing them. And you can even take it down to color. You could say, hey, I want a blue Toyota 4Runner. And you will start noticing more and more blue 4Runners. So we can kind of pick things out. We can kind of pull things out of the air and make them appear. And so can we look back and be like, oh, yeah, these full moons were crazy. Or, you know, and I remember running this or running that. And you can look back and say that. It's going to happen, right? You can make a full moon crazy. You can go into work and just go, man, I'm going to have a bad day because it's a full moon, and you're going to end up having a bad day. You know, just like we say, your day depends on your mood. It's how you wake up and how you feel you're going to be. But in this instance, I'm going to have to argue that point. I'm going to have to argue the point and say, no, full moons, crazy, chaotic. I just thought about this, and I didn't even have this in my notes for the show, but I had this happen to me with Friday the 13th. And what I mean by that is, growing up as a kid, I grew up in a small town. At the time, it was a very small town called Corona in California. And I actually grew up on dirt roads. And so a lot of people don't know that, but there are some rural areas in Southern California. There still are to this day, actually. But this is many moons ago. Speaking of lunar cycles, it was many moons ago, and I grew up on dirt roads. We had no street signs. We had no stop signs. It was just flat out dirt roads. And to give directions, it was go to the when you see the tree that's kind of, you know, cattywampus, that's where you're going to turn left. And then when you get to the blue house, you're going to make a right. And then you're going to come to a field with a well in the middle of it. That's going to be, it's the house behind that, right? Anyways, and none of that really matters, I guess, but we grew up with dirt bikes and motorcycles and dirt bikes, motorcycles, same thing. But like BMX bikes and mountain bikes and things. And we did all the jumps and I was a racer and things like that, but we were always doing stuff. And so that's kind of what I was building up to. We had always had a lot of shovels, a lot of picks and things like that. Well, Friday the 13th, every single time, it didn't matter, I would wake up and I knew it was going to be a bad day. And so what ended up happening is I would get hit in the I remember being hit in the lip with a shovel, multiple black eyes, split lips, just bruises and big crashes on bikes and motorcycle stuff. And it always seemed to center around Friday the 13th. It got so bad that at 1 year I was like, I'm staying in bed and I'm not getting out of bed. And I just wanted to stay in bed the whole time. I ended up getting sick. And I'm just like, really? Like, I can't even stay in bed and not have a bad Friday the 13th. And so did I will it to happen? Here's the funny part about that, right? I knew every year when it was Friday the 13th. Every single time it was Friday the 13th, I knew it. I woke up and I went, today's the day. And 1 year, one day, one Friday the 13th, I went through the whole day. I didn't realize what day it was. I woke up the next day and I was like, wait, yesterday was Friday the 13th? I was like, yeah. I'm like, I didn't have a bad day. Nothing happened. Did I just, because I ignored it or didn't know it was happening, it didn't matter? So did I manifest somehow these injuries and crashes that I had the years prior to? I don't know. But I can tell you that the full moon for first responders, pass. Absolute pass. You all, again, you know, I know night shifters will walk out and look up and just be like, oh, man, not another one. Day shifters, we get it too. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but even during the daytime, you get that full moon, It is not a fun shift. It never is. But anyways, listen, if you're still listening or watching on YouTube, hit subscribe for me wherever you're listening or watching. If you're on Apple Music or you're in Spotify. ADHD. If you're there, if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe. I don't even care if you hit the bell notifications. I know everybody's like, oh, hit the bell notifications so you get notified. I don't really care. I'm trying to build up the subscribers. I'm trying to build this up to where it can sustain itself. Again, I tell you this every time. It's not cheap to produce this stuff. The equipment I have is very expensive. It's not cheap. I just kind of want to recover what I'm spending on the show. So with that, I have nothing else for you really. I am working on some new stuff for the YouTube channel, and it's going to be more for newbies. I'm still doing reviews. In fact, I just dropped a review a couple days ago. It's with LA County Squad 3. Go give that a watch. Tell me what you guys think. But I am working on some stuff for some new EMTs, and we'll try to help you maybe with your career. Let me know what you guys think. Drop some comments below. Other than that, I have nothing else for you guys. Have a good one and keep lounging.